All right.
At any rate, one's come along. Don't ever overestimate nor underestimate. We talk about getting spelt, and we need better prices than you can get it. Within 2 days, we have a place with better prices. It would be whole grain, and this is their thrust, and they would really like to work with us. And by afternoon, someone else from somewhere else out of the blue calls Rick and says, I'm in the flour milling business. How could I help you, I wonder? Well, you can get your gear and your grinder out here, for one thing. Or we can ship it to you and you can ship flour. Do you see? You don't have to do it all if you patiently wait and do your work. Ones out there have to hear about it to know that God needs somebody who can grind spelt. Why don't I just go with another kind of grain? Because God brought it to you. And I cannot, just my little elect group, have a little spelt bread. I don't care if you put it in cookies, muffins, or soak it and drink the water. But I cannot tell you what you need and try to substitute it out. Why would I do that? That's why you don't have it now. It's been substituted out for something that makes a little more money, a better cash crop. And yet all you have to do, read this one from Ed Young. Norma finally got a recipe that rolls, and you can cut that bread and make a sandwich with it, and it is good or better than any white bread you will find on the market anywhere. So she soaked grain overnight. She will sprout it. Because Ed happens to realize, get this one, that he had been specially ordering something in bread form called Ezekiel's bread. I didn't say Daniel's. I said Ezekiel with the fiery wheels. And guess what? It's got spelt in it. He likes the little nuggets. Well, let's see. I'm making all this bread. I'll come to the proper place and I'll put, you know, I'll need some of these beans or kernels or whatever in there. So she soaked it overnight when the bread began to rise. The next time she just dumped it in there. It didn't rise quite as well, but it was very tasty. There's a lot of things you can do. We're trying to make it available. That's all we intend to do. Well, you can't put a little white flour in there because some people don't like wheat. I don't care. If they don't want it, don't eat it. Don't tell me about it. Get something else. Go down there, find your own, or do without it. Please understand, I'm not being careless about you. It is that you cannot eat it for them and make it work for them. So she carried it, a special loaf of bread. So let's give her an accolade. Let's read it.
September the 14th, 7:39 a.m. Doris, paper took a bit to finish, so just got home to try that loaf of bread you gave me at dinner. Spectacular! Closer in texture to your original recipe, but fine enough for sandwiches. Wow! You outdid yourself again. Thank you much, Lee. Yeah.
We appreciate that little input. All of you who have been experiencing this landfall of dump bread on you have experienced it from the 2-inch hockey puck to now consistently a nice large loaf. Not a little bag of loaf like you would go down and pay going on $2 for this little piece of flour to put in your bread machine. This is making a full-sized, beautiful loaf. But they are not in the bread-making business. They needed to perfect something enough that if you sent it out with its ingredients in it, it would satisfy the needs for my program exactly as offered, and it would be edible. If nobody wants it, nobody has to have it. And unless I can make the world understand that, and the preacher will get up and say, ah, but you mustn't feel that way. Why would you take a select few? Because the select few wants to do it and the rest want a bitch. And I don't force anything on anybody. I don't know how to make ones out there all over this world understand. It isn't my mission. But God, then that's God's mission. Hear me. And if He wants to do some other things, then He will go do it. I have been given a mission. And I know what you're thinking. This whole room. Yes, but you have said that you are Eton. You better believe it. I am. But this world is not what you think it is. And hearken back to the ones who said, well, I am going to do God's will. Whether you like it or not, I am going to do God's will. But by God, I'm going to do it my way. No, by God, you're not. You've done it your way, and look what you've done. It doesn't mean that you may not do it your way, regardless of whether it is dancing on a pinhead, lighting candles, doing chants. I don't care what you do. But don't come and say, I'm going to run your mission, sir, my way. I am going to run my mission God's way. Because believe me, in the capacity in which I serve very frequently, I want to do it your way and just zap the bastards. You better be glad that my first and ultimate homage and responsibility is to God. Because I will always commune with God before I take any action. And the closer I get to the physical plane, the harder it is not to play your games, to expedite it. Why do I need to dance around New Mexico when I could easily be doing something else that I consider far more worthy? Because that's where God needs the service right now. I can threaten taunt, tease the adversary and accomplish nothing until he understands I'm exactly who I say I am. I will do exactly what I say I will do. And if it is, I am going to take your craft in tow. Oh, well, that sounds like something out of Star Trek. Right. Guess who wrote Star Trek? I didn't say Planet X either. You can tell when man starts writing, doesn't, can you? Sequest, going to be a sequel, Undersea versus. You get right down into the filth of the human consciousness in the first episode. Let's go murder somebody. Let's go blow up some ships. Let's go blow up this farming land. Let's go kill somebody. Let's let this one be in power. And let this one want to be in power. It's hard to come to the point where you have to realize you have to give it all away. All away. I didn't sell your money. I didn't sell your house. I didn't sell your child. You have to understand that everything in this consciousness is not real. And you're talking about moving back into reality, where actually you don't need any of those things. Nobody dies and takes it with them. Howard Hughes didn't do it. Genghis Khan didn't do it. And yet you must appreciate what is offered in this physical domain. And just to say, I don't need any of it, I'm going to go over here and just survive. I know now that God will provide for me. No, that's not what you mean. What is meant by a stupid statement like that is, I know someone will provide for me. They won't watch me die. They won't watch me starve. Those are teachings, again, of humanness and satanic origin. Even the hermit sitting in the cave, unless he is an atmospherian that can just breathe it in and out, is going to have to eat. And he's going to have to drink. And then he's going to have to go to the bathroom. And he's going to have to do these other things. So just to withdraw and say, well, I will not taint myself with this earthly confusion. I'm going to sit and meditate my life away, is the biggest cop-out of all. You have withdrawn and dumped your own responsibility on everybody else around you. That nice old hermit up there, I can't let him just die. Why not? Somebody in this room, give me some reason why not. It is none of your business. If he needs you help, and that's your friend or your enemy, if he needs from you so he can kill you, it is stupid to help. Don't be fools. If I can offer you nothing else, take wisdom. Take wisdom, because wisdom will give you what you need to make those right choices.
Are there any questions in here? Anyone like to say anything? I think we probably have about 3 seconds left.
Maybe 10 minutes.
Is it on, G?
Now it is.
Okay. I just wanted to tell everyone what I found out about the BLM the other day. It used to be in the past, if you had a mining claim, you did $100 worth of work, and you could keep the claim. This year, they've changed all of that. And if you had a claim and didn't know this, everybody in the United States will lose their claim. You had to file a paper and $200 with the BLM by September 1st. And the BLM didn't seem to send any notice out to anybody who had a claim. So unless you were in the BLM and heard about these new laws, the government now has taken back a tremendous amount of mining claim land.
Scary, isn't it? I mean, it's serious. Thank you for sharing that. It's not good news, but it's just more confirmation for you. And yet you can see that you can function and pretty much be left alone if you just attend your business. And if you do not marry these projects, and when I say that, I mean that when you form a marriage, usually it is a joint venture with that is very, very important to you. This above all. You must not become so attached to whatever you're doing that it becomes all. You have to be able to let them have it when they come to take it. There is no thing on this place actually even of value. But you need these things. And if you put out your gun, they're going to kill you for it. There is nothing of value. Well, but maybe I will die. Well, then you will find what real value is. And you will chuckle that you even considered some of the actions that you did consider. Well, but I don't want to build something up just to have them take it away. I'm sorry, you are in the age when they will take it away. And you could see what was happening with your national forest. It used to be, this is your forest. Keep it green. Come on in, you are the tourists. We will make nice campgrounds. Now they just close the road. You tourists are a pain. We must protect the environment from you who own it. So how do we get around it? Oh, we don't any longer say you own it. Notice the ones who head the Forest Service now say, this is our forest and we will protect it from you. You are expendable, most of you. They are out to depopulate this world. There will be diseases unheard of, unthought of, and they're going to sweep through the masses of already debilitated humanity, hopefully to get rid of all of the subspecies. At the top levels of the Committee of 300, they do not refer to them as people. It is the subspecies. That includes all of the homosexual community. You are not really particularly at risk. they do not consider us enough of a threat to do more than chuckle at us. They know the overall war is won by God, but they don't care because they have already won on an earth plane, and that's all that most ones can conceive. And the eaters, the non-productive eaters, will be done away with. So we have to get you to the point where when they come and get your grain, you can still survive by letting it go. It's going to get harder and harder to bump you off, because the more you move with us, the more you're going to find that eating is really a luxury. And the more refined you get, the more you will be able to attend yourself without any of this other. But you're not there, so we have a way to go. I thank you, visitors, for coming. Please.
It's truly an honor and privilege to be here this morning with my wife, Melissa. We're from Hawaii. My name is Ron Carlson, and we came into this information, or I did, about over some 2 years ago, I think, and I wanted to share from my heart the love and admiration we have for the work that's being accomplished in this place with you people. We sit some 2,000 miles, 2,500 miles out in the Pacific Ocean. It's very lovely land, very warm and gentle, and we have, I'd say we've kind of lulled ourselves into, like most of the country, a complacency. And it's through the contact that we, in a core group of people in Hawaii, really have carried on some good, effective work in many different levels. One is, in order to get the word out, we invited George and Desiree to come out and speak. And of course, we were shaken, as many people were shaken, by the events that have transpired with George and Desiree. But we have not dropped the trust and the faith in the word. And that was our main mission and is our main mission. So if I can bring words of somewhat encouragement, not only to myself but all of us, that I'm really honored to be here. And I don't know what else to say other than I thank you for all of your work. And we there look forward constantly to every Saturday or Friday when we get the contact to go over that. And we do read it, and I share the tapes that I get from the word. So thank you very much, Dharma. And, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, when I was here, I was at a wedding, and we gathered for a the reception in the church basement. And I remember with Dr. Paul Kenyon, who is one of the core group of people in Hawaii, we had a chance to meet John Coleman and a lot of other people, but we really, I didn't. I think I even met EJ personally, I'm not sure, but I didn't meet you, and I really wanted not to to have that opportunity slip by this time, so I'm here for that purpose also. So, Melissa, did you want to say anything? Okay.
I really thank you all for this opportunity to be here today. Listening to Dharma, to the commander today, my heart is really touched by the sincerity and the integrity of this group. So thank you very much, and continue the good work.
We appreciate it, and our love to you. It would be so wonderful, wouldn't it, to be able to all gather in one great gathering and guess what? We will. We most certainly will. And that's what causes the adversary to quake in his boots. We're going to take a lot more with us than you might at first realize. look how far we've come in this period of time, and given a little while longer, it will be even greater. And as the confirmations come forth on the average man, soul-bearing man, he will begin to more and more wake up. And there will be leaders who can help press this forward. And I repeat, when you have someone that three presidents will get up, actually four. You see, they had Ford, Carter, and Bush, and Clinton. And they took a major part of their speeching this morning to belittle Ross Perot and call him dangerous. Grab the clues and hold them tight. Is he godly? What else do you have? He can become godly if he's not. And the ones that are going to be lost to mortal combat and a bloody machine are going to be anyway. I think I would like to mention something in here. I want this put in our paper. Maybe we even have, but there's a picture of Gunther here. This is from the American Bulletin, and we may have even already run the letter. There is so much controversy now about this man. This isn't going to hurt you. No matter whether this man is good, bad, or an imposter, it isn't going to hurt you. This is a very, very good, well-written article by Ray Ellen, and I would like to make sure that it goes farther, even if we are rerunning it. There is a picture. Let's get it out. You have to experience what you can do if you bring just pressure to bear. On the other hand, you have to also accept that so many things are going on at such top level that to divulge things to you would stop the program, endanger lives, and literally damage yourself. I have to measure these things. Curiosity versus need to know. But you can know by the way they're handling Gunther Rosenbacher that they don't have a case and they are terrified to let him go. And why would that be? And why would there be clandestine dark funds, black funds that are even under question? It is because you have massive rift in the highest level of intelligence, CIA, naval intelligence. You see, you are basically already under the administration militarily is under control of the Pentagon. Clinton has no access to atomic bombs, for instance. He has no codes. Those reside with naval intelligence in the Pentagon. And where was Gunther Rosenbacher? He was in naval intelligence. They don't want him out. He's dangerous to them. Even if he went to Austria, he's dangerous to them. Even if he never says another word about whatever happened up to now, he's still too dangerous to them. And it's why it becomes more important to get him out. Not because he's dangerous to them, but because he is a citizen and your brother. Thank you for indulging me. EJ, I release you to just get out of here immediately.
Okay.
Solid. Blessings.
and keep your eyes open. We're out there.
He's out here.
Thank you. One other.
Well, wait a minute.